chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5, if you would please. I'm going to read a familiar story, a scripture to you that you've heard many times and read many times. And I pray that God will help us today say what we need to say. And God speak to hearts and help us all here in this. Mark chapter 5 and verse number 22. Will you stand please while we read the word of God? Mark 5 and verse number 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now he's coming to Jesus, coming the right way. Fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. And he knew who needed to help her. And so he came, the right person to get the right help. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray and ask God to help us. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you, Lord, for thy word, thy truth that we have just read. I pray you'd seal it to our hearts. And then, Lord, thank you for all the singing of the songs and the Sunday school this morning, all that's going on, and a blessing to be in the house of God. I thank you for every person who's come this way and pray that you'd help them. Then, Lord, today, you know exactly who's here. You know every heart. I pray for those who are unsaved that you speak to their heart, deal with their lives, and draw them by your power. I pray for the Holy Spirit to do the convicting work in every heart of every unsaved. I pray for those who may be saved and they're falling afar off, that you speak to their heart and deal with them. Help us all today to draw closer to you, realize what Jesus has done for us, and that we may be more yielded and better instruments in the hand of God. I pray for the preaching now, Lord. I realize the fact that unless you help us, it'll be sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. But Lord, we need that touch of God. We pray for the Holy Spirit anointing. We pray in Jesus' name and plead the blood. Asking God to help us preach here today. Somebody may get help and we'll thank you and praise you. I confess the devil defeated, Jesus Christ the victor. Plead the blood and thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm just picking up on a simple thought today, touching Jesus. Touching Jesus. Now, in context of this scripture that where Jairus came to Jesus to get some help for his daughter, and of course he got there and she died, but he took care of that situation. But I really want to center in on the woman here that was in the throng behind him, and she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, if I just touch him, if I just get somewhere close enough to touch his garment, I'll be healed. And so here we see a picture of some folk. Jairus realized he couldn't get his daughter there, so he came to get her, to get him to go to where she was. The woman, she was in the place where she realized what she needed, and she needed to get to Jesus, and so she was falling after trying to get there to touch him. And some people have come to church, and they'll get in the sound of the gospel, some get saved, some we need to take the gospel to the house so they can hear. You remember the woman that came to Jesus in behalf of her daughter in Matthew 15? And she said, my daughter's grievously vexed with the devil, and she needs some help, and she won't come, but I'm coming in her behalf. I'm coming beseeching you to help her. And you know the story how God honored her faith and she did get some help and her daughter got saved. I say praise God for that. But the real issue here is that we need to get to Jesus or get Jesus to them. We need somehow to get the sinner and Jesus together and business will pick up then, amen. And people get to Jesus and get saved. When Jesus works in their hearts, Jesus does the work, and God does what he wants to do, things will be all right. And so today, God knows your heart, I don't, but God does. And in this, we can find assurance of salvation. We can see a way of salvation, and we can see what God does here. And so I pray that God will help us as we look at this woman that had this issue of blood, and that's a type of being lost. Hey, we all are sinners, and the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And we all have a sinful nature, and we all are sinners by birth, and we all have a bloodline that's sinful. And I'm glad, though, thank God, there's some blood shed at Calvary one day. That was pure, pure, pure blood from God himself. That blood was not contaminated. That blood was shed so we could be saved. I thank God for the power. They just sung about power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Aren't you glad for that power? Aren't you glad God still has the power to save those who will believe and trust? I'm glad the blood's never lost its power. I still preach the blood. I still want to sing songs about the blood. I still believe the blood. You say, preacher, that's old-fashioned. And that's modern age. We've gone beyond that. That's the problem with the modern age. They've gone too far away from God, away from the simplicity of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the blood. I still believe that. My bloodline's contaminated physically, and down through Adam, we all got that same bloodline. But oh, praise God, one day Jesus came. Virgin born by the power of the Holy Ghost, he was conceived and coming to the world without that contamination of the blood and had pure blood so he could pay the price for our sin that we might be saved. I praise God and thank God for that. Now, let's look here today, and I want you to see the woman's failure. And not only her failure, but the failure of others. As she came to Jesus and she came, notice what it said about that. And look at verse number 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, she'd had a long time, had suffered many things. Many physicians, had spent all that she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. There's a whole lot said in that last verse, in both of those verses, but here she is. And she's got the problem. She's realized she's got the problem. She's trying to find some help. And notice what it said, she suffered many things. Many physicians spent all she had, and she got no better but got worse. Isn't that the way sinners are today? These people today trying to find help, they realize they need something. Some folk realize, I need some help, but they don't realize what they need. And they try physicians of no worth. They try to go somewhere besides the Balm of Gilead. They try to find some help somewhere else, and they can't find help. They go to this place and that place, and if I get my environment better, I'll turn over a new leaf and I'll do better. And they'll try that. And well, if I go to this church and I'll find some help in that, and they got a good rock and roll band, I'll get some help out of that. And that's a lie. That don't help them any. That makes them worse. They don't get better. And then they'll find, well, I'll get me a preacher that's got a lot of psychology about him. And he'll tell me about all that positive thinking and how good I am. And boy, I'll get better that way. They try that. And that don't do them any good. They find out they grow worse, not better. Hey, I like to think good too, and I like to think positive too. But I'm telling you, it's not in positive thinking. It's in the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that people get saved. It's Jesus that does the saving. But people looking everywhere trying to find some help. And they say, well, if I can get this or I can get that, I'll get some help. Well, if I can get this book and read this book, it'll help me. I'll tell you, the book that'll help you is the Word of God. Hey, the book will help you is God's precious word. John 3. Amen. Read it sometime. It'll help you. Amen. Read the word of God and get, let God speak to your heart. And there's all kinds. There may be some good books written out there, but there's no book like the book, the word of God, that can help you get saved and get right with God. Got a problem, and she had a problem. She knew she had a problem, and she's trying to find some help, and she spent everything that she had. It reminds me of the prodigal son. When he got down to the bottom, he's down there to the pigs, he came to himself. She spent everything that she had. She tried everything she could try, and she didn't get any better at all. All she found out was it kept getting worse, and kept getting worse, and she getting no help, and she hurting more than ever, and they tried this, and they tried. You know what was going on? They was trying to treat the symptoms, but then didn't get to the problem. They couldn't get where it really was a problem and needed to be healed. They couldn't do that. Only Jesus could do that. And so there she was, struggling, trying to find some help. Maybe somebody here today, and you're struggling, trying to find some help. You say, preacher, I need some help. And we hear this help about alcohol or those on drugs or those that need some help here or some help there. I'm telling you, the only help you can really get is in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you get in Jesus, you'll find some help. I'm telling you, he's the only one that can really help you. And you can go all kinds of meetings, and I'm not saying enough talk sometimes can help somebody, but I'm telling you this right now, the only real help people get that's unsaved and need deliverance from that kind of addiction, that kind of thing, is the power of God to set them free. I'm glad, thank God, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. I'm like one fella said, you don't have to quit drinking, just change fountains. Amen. Quit drinking out of the devil's fountain, start drinking out of the fountain of God. And that kind of drinking will help you, amen. That kind of give you something good for you and help you along the way. You talk about getting on a high, praise God, just getting saved and letting Jesus save you and putting you up here somewhere. I mean, when the burden of sin rolls off and gets saved, you think that don't make you feel better? I'm about to run ahead of myself, but anyway, it's good anyhow. Amen, wherever you are. I'm telling you, she had a problem. She needed some help. And she's trying this, she's trying that. Just like people I see out here every day of my life. I see people trying this and trying that. Give me some help here. Give me some help there. And what they really need is just an old time dose of good salvation. Get born in the family of God and let God do a work in their heart. And it'd help him tremendously, amen, and get him out of that mess early in. So they need that. I remember reading in the Bible about a man that a demon left out of, and he cleaned the house, cleaned his life up, and garnished all that, got everything shined up good, and said, but it was empty. And a lot of this stuff that you find today, it'll help you for a little bit, and the house is empty. And then the Bible said the devil came back. Demon came back and had seven more worse than state of that man. It was worse in the end than it was in the beginning. Hey, some folk, they try self-reformation and they try some other help, and it helps for a little bit, and they get cleaned up. And then the devil come back with more force than ever in that life, and they're in worse shape than it was to start with. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, they not but one way. One way they really get some help. That's get to Jesus. Get to Jesus. She realized she needed some help. And so she tried everything else, and she's trying to get to Jesus. In Hebrews 9:12, I believe it is, says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, entered once in the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us. That's just one way, and that's Jesus' way. That's the blood-bought way. That's the only way you can get saved and get born in the family of God. Now, let me plug this in right here, too. She was sincere in what she was trying to do. She realized she had a problem. She was sincere trying to get some help, but she couldn't get any help. But she tried. She spent everything she had. She tried every way she could, and she grew worse rather than better. But notice secondly, and I like faith put in practice. Look at verse number 27 and 28. And when she had heard of Jesus, now she had to hear somehow about Jesus. Somebody mentioned Jesus. If you read here in Mark's gospel, literally full of action. And he doesn't have a whole lot of theology that John has. Doesn't have a whole lot of stuff like has. Of course, has theology because it's the Bible. But he doesn't. But a whole lot of action. One action after another action. And you find the man had the palsy taken up on the roof, let down, and Jesus healed him, and he walked out carrying his bed. You find here previous in this chapter that the man that had the demons and gonorrhea that got healed and the swine got drowned. And so somebody come by and said to her, have you heard about Jesus and what he did for that man got let down out of the roof? Hey, did you hear that Jesus told him his sins be forgiven him? And he carried his bed out. Have you heard about him? And said, I believe he could help you. And then said, hey, by the way, that Galilean, did you hear about him? Hey, he's running naked through the tombs. And he's in bad shape. And Jesus came by his way one day. And he told the demons to get out. And 2,000 swine got drowned. But hey, that man got clothes sitting in his right mind. Went home to his family. Hey, have you heard about him? I believe he can help you. And so she had heard, oh, how people need to hear about Jesus. Amen. I'm trying to tell you today, I want you to hear, Jesus can help you. Jesus can help you. I can't save you. I can't forgive your sin. I can't restore your joy. I can't put your family together. But I know a man that can. I know one that can help you, amen. And Jesus is his name. And he'll help you if you let him, amen. And so she'd heard. I'm glad she heard. We need to tell it so somebody can hear. And she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him, behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And here she is, and she's heard, and now Jesus passing by, going to Jairus' house, and she gets in the multitude following. And there's a whole crowd. And they're all milling around, bumping into each other. And she's there weak. She's hurting. She knows she's got a problem. And she sees Jesus up there. And she's thinking, now, I got enough faith to believe. If I can just touch his garment, I'll get some help. And here she is, struggling. I'll be pushing her way through one side, trying to get by somebody else and stretching out, trying by faith just to get to where, boy, I tell you, when somebody realizes they've reached the end of the rope, when somebody realizes they no help anywhere else, when they realize Jesus only help they've got, when you realize you've got to get to him and you're stretching by faith just to reach out and touch the hem of his garment, hallelujah, you're getting a good place. She was in a good place. She was struggling. She was struggling, but don't you know God above knew she's struggling? Don't you know that Jesus knew she was struggling? No, somehow God was helping her get this and that. So she get to, hey, Jesus was trying to help her. He's going to heal her. And he knew what was going on. I'll show it to you in a minute and prove it by the Bible. He knew what was going on. But she's struggling and trying to get there. There's some folk in the house today. You're struggling about this thing. You're about really knowing you're going to heaven. You're struggling about what you're going to do about that problem you got in your life. That's something that's holding you and got you in its grip. You're struggling with that. And Jesus is saying to you, why don't you just reach out by faith? Why don't you just reach out by faith and come to me? I'll help you. I'll give you what you need. You'll find some help if you come by faith. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made in salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, save the same Lord over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And he said, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. But they've not all obeyed the gospel. As Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What verses I've been quoting to you is simply saying this. It's confession with your mouth, believing in your heart. It's by faith. How do you get faith? hearing the word of God. And you're hearing preaching this morning. And I'm telling you, God the Holy Ghost is at work in your heart trying to do something in your life. If you'll only let him, he'll help you so you can reach out by faith and you can touch Jesus. Hey, you can't please God without faith. It's impossible, God said, to please him without faith. You must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This woman was diligently seeking him, and God rewarded her faith. Amen. And faith come by hearing. You're hearing today, so I pray God, the Holy Ghost, doing the work in your heart. You'll reach out by faith and touch Jesus. It's by faith. I'm glad for the faith. Amen. Let me give you something else here real quickly. I'm glad for the faith that she demonstrated she's struggling for, and she's reaching out for the Savior. Where am I? I'm trying to find where I am here. Verse number 29. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, I want to give this to you. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, I'm not saved by feelings. I'm not saved by feelings either. But I sure didn't feel good when I got saved. Amen. Amen. She felt in her body that she was healed. She reached out by faith, touched his garment, and she felt. Can anybody be loaded down with a load on your back? I mean, heavy burden. Well, not a burden. I was talking about a physical. You got a 100-pound sack on your back of potatoes, and you're carrying that. Can you lay that down and not know and feel a difference in your back? If you're that strong, I'd like to talk to you after service. I'll make it even more plain. Could you have a 300-pound bag of potatoes on your back and be carrying it and lay it down and say, I wonder if I laid it down. I wonder if I'm still carrying that load of potatoes. You say, preacher, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's crazy. Somebody say, I wonder if I'm really saved. If you ever came to Jesus and Jesus took the burden of sin away from you, that guilt, that condemnation, and it took it off your shoulders, your heart, and took it away, I'll tell you right now, I was there when it happened. I know what happened. Amen. That burden was lifted at Calvary. Amen. God took it away, Brother Green. And God did something for me and took that burden away from my heart and my life. I felt inside, I say, I couldn't explain it to you theologically. I couldn't have told you all the things that happened to me, what's going on in hell. I couldn't told you about all that. But I could have told you this. Something took place and a burden was lifted at Calvary. I say, hallelujah. I felt better. Amen. He say, preacher, you believe in feeling? I believe in feeling. Amen. If somebody dies, I feel sad and I want to cry. If somebody's getting happy and somebody got a new baby and it's all happy about it, I want to be happy and smile. Amen. I'm made up of emotions, and you are too. Amen. And we are emotional people. I'm telling you right now, a sin load is a burden. But when sin's lifted, thank God, it's a spiritual lifting, and it's good to know that it's gone. She failed in her body that she was healed. She felt. I'm glad I get a nudge on the inside. I'm saved. Amen. I feel saved. Amen. Do you always feel that way? I don't always feel as good as I do right now. But I tell you right now, I'm just as saved when I don't feel that good as I am when I feel that good. But I can think back when I got saved and know, thank God, the burden was lifted. Amen. You see, preacher, I'm really under a load today. I'm really carrying a burden. I'm really got a situation, maybe saved, got that. I'm glad if you can reach out by faith and touch the hem of his garment, you can find and feel better in your heart. The joy can be restored. You can have some help. Then you that are unsaved, you can really get some joy and get some help. But now that's not all the story. I'm getting down to the last part of it now. Here she is. She knows she needs something. She knows she needs some help. She knows Jesus is the only answer she's got. She heard about him. Nobody else could help her. She couldn't help herself. She's destitute of any help. And she's getting worse. But she'd heard. And she believed, not only in her head, but in her heart, because she put it into action. And she went toward him, reached out by faith, and touched his garments. Now she got some. Then she felt better. She felt she got what she wanted because she'd acted on faith. But notice the fact, and here's a fact of it. Verse number 30. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue was gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Now, I said a while ago, he knew what was going on. There he asked a question, "Who touched my clothes?" Now, he didn't ask that for his sake. He asked that for her sake. And by the way, when God came in the cool of the day, he said, "Adam, where art thou?" He didn't ask that for Adam's, for his sake. He asked that for Adam's sake, so Adam could find out. God knew where he was. Verse 31, his disciple saith unto him, "Thou seest a multitude thronging thee, and seest thou who touched me?" They talking to Jesus now. And you don't know who touched you. There's people jostling around here everywhere. And you saying somebody touched me? But he knew that somebody had reached out by faith and got something spiritual. And he looked round about to see her. Now here's a part where it really proves he knew what was going on. He looked round about to see her. He knew it was a her. He knew which her it was. And he looked at her and that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling and knowing what was done in her, came. Now she knew she's the one that reached out by faith and touched him. And she knew that he knew. And he's asked, "Who touched me?" And now she's trembling. And here's what she's saying. She knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She's openly confessing now, I'd heard about you. I came by faith. I reached out and I touched your clothes. And you healed me, made me whole. She's openly, publicly confessing what Jesus did for her. Hey, that's what God wants everybody to do. Amen. Jesus said, "You confess me before men, I'll confess you. You deny me, I'll deny you." Hey, Jesus is pulling her out and saying, "I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you right now. Make your confession publicly. I want you to confess me, not be ashamed of me." And she stood there and confessed and told all the truth. Hallelujah. Told all the truth. I want you to know, hey, sometimes people come to the altar and rededicate their life, or they get God does something special. They've had a burden, they lay it down. Sometimes it'd really do them good if they just stay around the altar and tell everybody what God's done for you. Amen. Hey, we somehow getting away from some of that. We need to get back to it. Amen. God dealing in your heart about something, you get right with God. How won't you stay up here and just tell everybody about it? Let God get some glory. Tell it so Jesus can be magnified. Amen. No, I don't want you to just hang out all your dirty laundry. Just tell what Jesus did. Jesus helped me. I had a problem and God took it away. I got some help today. Amen. Amen. God will help you. Then if you get saved, you really need to do it. Amen. And stand there. But that's not all the story. I'm not through yet. I'm talking about fact now. The fact, she felt better. She felt good. Fact is, she felt better. She felt in 12 years. I believe she felt better than she'd ever felt. But look at verse 34. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." You know what happened now? She not only felt better, but she had that word of God to her heart personally that she was saved. Hallelujah. I feel good, feel like I'm saved, but I've got this to know I'm saved. Amen. God, Jesus said to her, "Go in peace, you're whole." She had the word of God on it. She only felt like it in her body, but she had the word of God on it that it was right. I say, what a fact. What a fact that it's right. Amen. If I could sing, I'd sing "Blessed Assurance." Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. Jesus is mine. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, you know the hearts of every person in this house. You know every life. You know every burden. You know every care. Every unsaved. Some are struggling. Some trying to find some help. Lord, if they'll only come, reach out by faith and touch, as it were, the hem of the garment. Lord, I pray we'll touch Jesus today. I pray folk in this house that's lost, they'll come and touch Jesus by faith. I pray for those who are saved and they know they've got a real burden that they need to bring to Jesus. They need some help. I pray you'd help them. Have your way in this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.